Hello again, everyone. It is Sunday, August the 28th, 2005, and thank you for joining me here on the Kansas City Weather Podcast. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time today talking about the weather here in Kansas City. We'll have a forecast and a little bit to say here at the end, so if you want to listen to that, go forward. But I am going to spend some time talking about Hurricane Katrina, because we are on the verge of what could be one of the worst weather disasters in the history of the United States. It's that horrible, unfortunately. On Friday, I talked a little bit about this, about Hurricane Katrina reemerging into the Gulf of Mexico and having a potential to do a lot of strengthening while there and possibly affect the city of New Orleans. Well, right now, Hurricane Katrina is a little over 100 miles away from the coast and is taking dead aim at the Mississippi River Delta. This is really, really bad news, because most of the city of New Orleans, or at least a large part of the city of New Orleans, is actually below sea level, and you get a storm surge of right now forecast to be 20 to 25 feet, maybe even locally upwards of 28 feet up the Mississippi River. It will bust through the levees in New Orleans and likely cause absolutely catastrophic damage within the city of New Orleans. Let's give you a few specifics on Hurricane Katrina first off. The last recon observation as of about, 4 o'clock this afternoon, had the central pressure of Hurricane Katrina at 905 millibars. That makes it the fourth strongest hurricane ever on record in the Atlantic Basin. That is stronger than Hurricane Andrew, stronger than Hurricane Camille, stronger than Hurricane Hugo. Only four other hurricanes were stronger at this point in the whole history of hurricanes that we know of in the Atlantic. So we're talking about a pretty substantial hurricane here. And like I said, it's taking dead aim at the east central coast of Louisiana. Landfall will occur tomorrow morning, so by the time you get this, it might already be making landfall and causing all sorts of problems, and then it will continue to shift on off to the north. Hurricane winds extend upwards of 105 miles from the center, so within the next couple of hours, the coast of the United States will be seeing hurricane force winds, and they'll be continuing for 9, maybe 15 hours in some spots, which, let alone winds that strong causing damage. The storm surge is really the biggest story because it directly affects the city of New Orleans in addition to the wind. Now, I'm going to read a special weather statement that was put out by the Weather Service office in New Orleans. Now, keep in mind, the Weather Service is usually very conservative with regards to phrasing as far as potential for damage or anything along those lines. They want to get the word out, make sure people are take things seriously. But I have never, ever seen wording in this particular bulletin, or at least in my history as being a meteorologist, as I've seen in this bulletin from the Weather Service. I'd have to go back in records, but I don't even think Hurricane Andrew had as highly worded phrases of that. So I'm going to read through some of this just to give you an extent or an idea of what what is possible within the city of New Orleans. This is from 4:13 this afternoon. Extremely dangerous Hurricane Katrina continues to approach the Mississippi River Delta. Devastating damage expected. Most of the area will be uninhabitable for weeks, perhaps longer. At least one half of well-constructed homes will have roof and wall failure. All garbled roofs will fall, leaving those homes severely damaged or destroyed. The majority of industrial buildings will become non-functional. Partial to complete wall and roof failure is expected. All wood-framed low-rising apartment buildings will be destroyed. Concrete block low-rise apartments will sustain major damage, including some wall and roof failure. High-rise office and apartment buildings will sway dangerously, a few to the point of total collapse. All windows will be blown out. Airborne debris will be widespread and may include heavy items such as household appliances and even light vehicles. Sport utility vehicles and light trucks will be moved. The blown debris will create additional destruction. Persons, pets, and livestock exposed to the winds will face certain death if struck. Man, this is amazing. Power outages will last for weeks, as most power poles will be down and transformers destroyed. Water shortages will make human suffering incredible by modern standards. Unbelievable. The vast majority of native trees will be snapped or uprooted. Only the hardiest remain standing, but will be totally defoliated. Few crops will remain. Livestock left exposed to the winds will be killed. Unbelievable. Like I said, I've never heard wording like this, and to think about what could happen within the city of New Orleans is absolutely amazing. Now, there's about 100,000 people that really have no means to leave the city of New Orleans. Police are actually forcefully evicting people from their homes right now. And a lot of those that could not get out are going to just few shelters that are around the area. One being the Superdome down in New Orleans. And hopefully that will remain strong throughout the hurricane. But again, you know, when you're talking about winds sustained at about a F2 tornado for hours, who knows what's going to happen. Last time we had that type of thing was Hurricane Andrew, and it completely wiped out Homestead, Florida. So absolutely, my prayers, and I hope your prayers, are with all the people that are being affected in New Orleans and basically Louisiana and Alabama from this hurricane. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Kansas City weather. Had some thunderstorms fire up across northern Missouri, as well as some right over the city here, thanks to some outflow that came from the thunderstorms across northern Missouri. And I think we're going to be in a similar type of scenario tomorrow, where we'll see thunderstorms fire up across northern Missouri. I think the city will stay dry, but really the weather for the next week absolutely looks spectacular, with temperatures in the upper to middle 80s. Your forecast details for Kansas City: partly cloudy skies and a low of 67. Then to start off your work week, Monday mostly sunny with that slight chance we see some showers, thunderstorms in northern Missouri, and a high of around 88. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, a low of 66. Tuesday mostly sunny and a high of 89. Wednesday mostly sunny and a high of 88. Thursday partly cloudy skies and a little bit cooler with a high of 84. And Friday partly cloudy and a high of 85. And that will do it for this Sunday evening edition of the Kansas City Weather Podcast. Any feedback you have is welcome at my email address, mezzoed@gmail.com. And you can also leave comments over at the website, kcweather.blogspot.com. Thank you once again for listening here today, and stay subscribed. I'm meteorologist Ed Roberts. God bless you. God be with the people of Louisiana. We'll see you tomorrow.